And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Continuing at the Lafayette Science Museum is the exhibit Fossil Giants, Dinosaurs, and Mammals. It's a partnership with UL Lafayette School of Geosciences and will continue over the next 3 years with revolving exhibits of fossils. For more information, their website is lafayettesciencemuseum.org. UL Lafayette has a variety of summer camps for kids. You can call Continuing Ed. It's called Discover You. For more information, their website is ce.louisiana.edu, or you can call them at 482-6386. The Acadiana Symphony Orchestra and Conservatory of Music has a number of summer camps, as well as private lessons and group classes this summer. You can call them or stop by their website for more information. At Cité des Arts, there is a camp that will take place in July called They're Gonna Put You in the Movies. It's for kids ages 7 through 14, and actor, coach, and director Jim Phillips will be presenting this summer camp. For more information, please call Cité or go to their website. Acadiana Open Channel will hold a 4-day animation camp designed to introduce techniques used by today's animation industry artists. That camp is July 21st through the 24th from 9 a.m. to noon each of those days. To register for the camp, go to their website, aocinc.org, or you can call Acadiana Open Channel. The Acadiana Center for the Arts has a number of summer art camps for kids. Contact them either by calling or going to their website, acadianacenterforthearts.org. The Lafayette Commission on the Needs of Women is currently accepting nominations for their 20th Annual Women of Excellence Awards. The deadline to nominate someone is July 31st. For information or the nomination forms, go to the website lafayettela.gov/LCNW. That's Lafayette Commission on the Needs of Women. The Silverbacks continue performances this summer, the Silverbacks Improv Theater. They continue their series Lafayette Famous. It will be with Jason Pettijohn this Wednesday, June 18th at Theater 810. Jason Pettijohn has been a member of the Silverbacks for quite a while and will be taking a hiatus from them, heading off to medical school. And so they're celebrating it with a Lafayette Famous Improv this Wednesday, the 18th, 7:30 at Theater 810. Tickets are available at the door or by calling Theater 810. UL Lafayette has a summer blood drive going on this Wednesday, June 18th from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. UL Lafayette and United Blood Services are partnering. The buses will be in front of Dupre Library and between Madison and Oliver Halls. The drive is sponsored by the Student Government Association. For more information or to sign up, you can go to unitedbloodsystems.org and click on the health history questionnaire. There will be a literary evening featuring writers Patrice Melnick, J. Bruce Fuller, and Liz Bork. That will be at Joie de Vivre in Brobridge this Thursday, June 19th from 7 to 9 p.m., and they will be reading from recent works. At Cité des Arts, there will be a master acting workshop on camera June 18th through the 21st from 4 to 6:30 p.m. each afternoon. For more information, you can contact Cité. And opening on the 19th at Cité is the play Medal of Honor Rag. It's a stage play by Tom Cole, and it will run through the weekend. And there are a number of exhibits, new exhibits on display at the Hilliard University Art Museum. You can stop by their website to find out more about hours and the individual exhibits. United Way of Acadiana will be mobilizing volunteers across Acadiana June 20th. Lots of volunteer opportunities. To find out more, the website is unitedwayofacadiana.org, or you can call their offices. In Lake Charles, the City of Lake Charles will host three new art exhibits at the 1911 Historic City Hall Arts and Culture Center. There will be an opening reception this Friday, June 20th. Doors will open at 5:30 with a gallery talk by artist Mark Messersmith. And the Seed to Skillet program at Vermilionville will have a special workshop this coming Saturday, June 21st, entitled Companion Planting, Pickles and Pesto. It will be a workshop where you learn to use some of the produce from your garden. You can sign up now by calling Vermilionville or going to their website. The Eunice Players Theater is holding their 6th annual Children's Theater Workshop this Saturday, June 21st, from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. The workshop provides kids ages 8 through 14 with an opportunity to work with the technical side of theater. For more information, please contact the Eunice Players Theater. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, you can go to our website, which is krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button, and you can download a weekly schedule. You can podcast many of our locally produced programs. If you heard a show that you just want to hear again, or you missed one of your favorite shows, you can podcast it going to the website and clicking on podcast or searching for the program you're interested in. Please stay with us this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6. Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air from 6 to 7. At 7, we begin our World of Opera evening that goes until 11, at which time you can hear Japan Jukebox. At midnight, it's Sound Club. At 1, Beat Current. And at 2 in the morning, a repeat of Cecil Doyle's Medicine Ball Caravan. In just a moment, we join NPR's All Things Considered.